listening to PRC. PunkRadioCast.com. Broadcasting from an undisclosed location in New York. This is Black Ark Radio Podcast.
Hey, this is Will from Aiden, and you're listening to Black Ark Radio.
You're the symphony with plastics in its striking pale blue eyes. It's your dead skin and my last sunrise. Glorify this cemetery vision, usher me from this life. I wanna see your crimson version of hell.
Do after a good song. That was Horror Queen by the band Aiden from the brand new album Disguises. And I've got a special show for you today. I did some actual interviews for once in my goddamn life. I went to the Vampires Everywhere, Get Scared. What's that band with the girl? The two girls. Shoot. See, I interviewed him last year and I don't even remember. Two girls, and they're sort of Christian. I can't believe they're touring with Aiden. It was Aiden. Escape the Fate. I didn't even watch Escape the Fate. I don't like that band. But you didn't need to know that now, did you? I Set to Kill is the chick band. They were kind of fun, but yeah. So you just heard a song from Aiden, and coming up in a little while, you're going to hear an interview from Aiden. But right now, I'm going to play a song from Vampires Everywhere called Undead Heart from their latest album, Kiss the Sun Goodbye. And then I'm going to go right into an interview with Michael Vampire. He was standing next to the bar, so I decided to talk with him for 5 minutes. I was going to get on his case a little bit more, but when I walked up to him, I said, "Hey, I'm Steve Blackheart from Punk Radio Cast." He said he remembered me from the online interview that we did, so I was taken back by that, so I only bust his chops a little bit. You'll hear coming up right after this. Undead Heart from Vampires Everywhere from their latest album, Kiss the Sun Goodbye, on Hollywood Waste Records, a division of Century Media Records.
This is Michael Vampire from Vampires Everywhere, and you're listening to Black Art Radio.
going good. Yeah, it's good to see you guys live in person for one. It feels good to be here in Rochester, yeah.
Yeah, what, is this like your third time here in Rochester?
I think third, yeah.
Hey, you know, I was checking out your tattoo. I thought that was a fucking t-shirt, man. That's pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah, I have a lot of them.
Would that say art on your stomach?
Oh, yeah, heartless.
Heartless, okay. Yeah. That's all I saw was art.
Yeah, I got pentagrams too.
Thanks.
I'm all done out, yeah.
Fucking cool, man. So, see you guys live finally for once.
Yeah.
It was a fucking great show, man.
I really appreciate that. We rotate slots, we get scared, so we open one time, we don't the other, so.
Yeah, we were wondering about that, because, you know, on the flyer, your name's like a little bit bigger. I thought maybe you guys are going to be like third or something.
Well, on the Aiden tour, it's us and I Set to Kill that are featuring, but I also get scared rotate because of the booking agent.
All right, gotcha. Oh, yeah, you guys got the same booking agent, huh?
Well, they have a different one. You Escape the Fate and all that. They have a different management and stuff, so they get a good slot every now and then. We rotate. I love them, so it doesn't matter.
Right. Is the bass player the new guy?
No, newer guy? It's a guitar player.
Which guy?
Phil.
Phil?
Long-haired guy, black hair.
Oh, yeah. He is a guitar player.
Yeah.
I've had a couple of
drinks. That's all good.
Yeah, so he's the new guy.
Yeah.
He seems like a pretty cool dude, huh?
Yeah, he's an awesome guy. He contributes a lot to the band, vocally especially, so.
Yeah, oh, okay. I gotta call you out on something, though, man. What was that last song you played there?
Immortal Love.
Yeah, dude, you were, like, totally lip-syncing that shit, weren't you?
No, I do sing it.
Do you?
Yeah, I do the harmony to it.
Okay.
That's the great thing about having Phil, is Phil sings the other harmony, I sing the harmony, and there's a track that goes at the same time with a triple harmony going at once. It'd be nice to have Alex do it, but he can't do it. So we have a triple harmony. I sing it, he sings it.
Which one's Alex?
Oh, bass player.
Bass player, okay, gotcha. All right, cool. I noticed you got like a cool, you got like a real camaraderie kind of connection with the new guitar player.
Yeah, I do.
Does he help you get a lot of chicks or what?
He doesn't help me do that, but he is definitely my Twiggy to my Marilyn Manson.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Something like that.
That's awesome. You're a good sport so far.
Yeah, it was all good.
All right. I don't know what else to ask you about.
I had a good show. This was fun. The crowd could have been a little bit more responsive, but we're the opening band tonight, and I'm happy for Escape the Fate and Craig to have us in the tour, so whatever.
Why did you have to re-record those couple of songs for...
We wanted to re-record it.
The Hollywood... What is the deal? What's the difference between Hollywood Waste and Century Media?
Well, Hollywood Waste is formed around our band. They wanted to start signing more Warped Tour type bands, and the metal community wouldn't accept us. So they started this label around us, and they started signing bands in the same vein.
Yeah, but it seems like... Oh, are there more bands that are going to come out on the Hollywood Waste?
There are more bands.
It seems like you re-recorded the songs without the heart tune, right? Is that right?
Those songs, there may be four or five songs that have some more auto-tune and heart-tune to it, but the thing is, most of that shit needs to be sang on key anyway. I gotta sing that shit on key, or it fluctuates. So when you hear me sing it, that's on key. Like bands like Attack Attack, all that, that's auto-tune.
T.I.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, but it seems like you guys went through... What? You guys went through the motions, you redid the songs without the heart tune, and you still had to go to Hollywood Waste.
Yeah, it was one of those things where it's better. The Architects, you ever heard of them?
Yeah.
They're going to be on Hollywood Waste. They're moving the bands over to try to make this more of their prominent label.
Well, that's better than dropping a band altogether. I was really disappointed when Century Media dropped Embrace the End.
I haven't heard of it. The only thing they told me is that, you know, we want to put more money, we want to put more promotion, we want to put more into you. The only way we're going to do that and be embraced by the community is to start a new label.
That's awesome that they did that, man. That's actually a really good thing.
Ramen, man. It's like Bugle Ramen and Decadence and all that shit. You sort of subsidiary so you can get different places and different places, you know. I'm down for it.
I'm glad you're down with it, because you guys seem like you're doing well from it.
Yeah, we're doing good.
All right, cool. If you see Aaron Graves, I don't know if he'll fucking remember, but I did like some Halloween special with him last year. Tell him about that fucking guy.
I'm sorry to hear that, but he's in the band right now doing watching videos, so he's really tired, but...
I'd be watching the videos too, man. Nice to meet you, Michael.
Oh, ditto, man. I really appreciate it.
Have a good night.
You too. Yeah.
Vampires Everywhere with Immortal Love from their album Kiss the Sun Goodbye on Hollywood Waste Records. Hope you enjoyed that brief interview I did with Michael Vampire. I didn't even set that interview up. He just happened to be standing at the bar and I walked over. Well, actually, my friend, my new friend Shannon, who's fiance of my good friend Lance, pointed him out. I walked over, said hello, did the interview. There you have it. For your entertainment, but up next is the one that I had signed up for, the one with Will Francis of Aiden. If you don't know, I already did an interview with Will Francis of Aiden. It's on blackartradio.com. I'm finally in search engines now. I got search engine optimization. So look it up, blaqartradio.com. Look for the interview I did with Will Francis last year. But first, you want to listen to this one. This one's from this year. Last year, I went into the idea of religious control and political control, you know, the ideas of that sort of stuff. This year, because his album's like really anti-religion sort of thing, so we went into that a little bit more. I brought in my ideas of socialism and all that crap. He brings in his ideas of empowerment of women, and you'll hear the whole thing right here, right now, right after this song from Aiden called The Essence. Well, actually, the song is Hysteria. The little thing before it's called The Essence, but it's all one track in my mind. So this is Aiden with Hysteria from the album Disguises on Victory Records.
Right. So when I say religion poisons everything, I mean to say it infects us in our most basic integrity. It says we can't be moral without Big Brother, without a totalitarian permission. It means we can't be good to one another. We must be afraid. We must also be forced to love someone who we fear. The essence of sadomasochism.
Your misery, faith, holding out height that's demanded by its dignity and by its intelligence, we must all of us move to a state of affairs where that condition is permanent. And I think we should get on with it. Okay, thank you for having me.
Fucking awesome talking to you again. It was great to see Aiden this time. You guys fucking kicked ass.
It was a thrashing good time.
I love your fucking stage fright. It's fucking, it's so real and hilarious. Like, circle pit? What the fuck? You know, like, that shit is awesome.
Yeah, well, you gotta, we're playing in front of people that listen to the radio.
Yeah.
You know, like, this Escape the Fate crowd. Escape the Fate used to be a band like us, where they were underground, they were DIY. You know, you had to know about them or listen to underground shit. And so kids that went to those shows knew to jump off the stage, knew to circle pit. And when you cross that threshold from DIY punk band to radio rock band, those kids don't know shit.
Right. Well, you know, I don't know if you know this, but, like, I'm like the oldest dude in the fucking building right now.
I don't think so.
No, I know. There's a couple parent chaperones.
A fucking grandpa. A grandfather.
With a William Control shirt on?
Right, yeah. And he was like, come on, give old grandpa a picture.
Did he? Really?
Yes. It's fucking incredible.
That's fucking awesome. Because he gets the message, so that's why.
Yeah, he's fucking dirty dog.
All right, so here we go. If you, because you do, I'm not saying if you do, but I'll just say it like a question, all right? Since you live outside of socialist Christian conformity, why do you still refer to yourself as being from hell?
That's because it's fucking funny. It's just a joke.
No, I know.
The whole thing about heaven and hell is a total farce, and it's funny to... It's funny that people are so scared of a place that is so fictional and so made up in an organization that places more importance on preventing women from using childbirth than they do from keeping their bodies from fucking children.
Right.
It's hilarious, and people are fucking freaked out by it.
Who is the guy? Who's the guy doing that voice in The Essence?
That is one of my favorite writers of all time. His name is Christopher Hitchens, and he's a editor. He was an editor at Vanity Fair. He worked for The Atlantic. He's been a writer for, you know, 40 years or so. Staunch atheist, and probably the most eloquent.
Yeah.
Of speakers and writers on planet Earth.
Well, you know, it made me think. I mean, last time I talked to you, I was talking about the comparison of religious control and political control. I don't know if you remember that conversation at all.
I remember.
But that fucking Essence, man, that shit, that made me start thinking the path to righteousness is a slow death on a cross. It's a sadomasochistic suicide.
It totally is. I mean, what kind of loving God? Okay, Christopher Hitchens paints a picture like this. Scientists can pretty much agree that we've been walking around as modern Homo sapiens out of Africa. You know, Richard Dawkins believes it's 250,000 years. The evangelical nuclear physicist Francis Collins, who is in charge of the team of mapping the fucking human genome, and he's Christian, believes that it's about 150,000 years we've been Homo sapiens. So if you believe in the Judeo version of Christianity and the world and our existence, you have to believe, say, just give me 100,000 years. Say for 100,000 years, we're born, we live in toil, we die early, most likely because of our teeth. We war over tribe, over food, money, we can't communicate. We don't know about microorganisms.
We can't communicate. That's a big one. Anyway, go ahead.
So for 98,000 of those years, heaven watches with indifference, with folded arms, and only 2,000 years ago decides, well, we better send a human sacrifice. Things are out of control. Come on. That's obscene. It's absurd.
Yeah.
So the idea that there is a big brother-like totalitarian celestial dictator out there who loves you, who wants nothing more than your happiness, but will send you to a fiery pit of death and destruction
if you do it wrong.
If you believe, if you say the wrong incantations, if you say the wrong words at prayer, if you pray a certain way, This is ridiculous.
That's the thing, is I see everything that happens politically, religiously, I see it on a smaller scale, too. I see these things, all these, like, modes of control that we really all buy into, and we, like, lock ourselves away from some of our desires that they would call evil, that might not be so evil if you were just fucking free to feel life and living around you.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, what kind of God even cares who we fuck? Why would God even care what hole we stick our dick in? Why is it against God's law to have sex with another man if you're a man? Why? Why does God care so much? It's not that God cares. It's that the men who made religion care so much. They're so fucking freaked out by it. People, especially in America, our country was founded by Puritans, by evangelical Puritans who left Britain, who wanted to start a new life that was strict adherence to the Bible and its teachings and its laws. And that has carried over in our society, even though we live in 2011 and there's, you know, fucking Jersey Shores on TV. And, you know, but yeah. People are fucking freaked out by sex, man.
Yeah, literally, to the point that they just can't fucking feel anymore. I mean, it's out of fucking control.
Well, I don't know.
I shouldn't be talking about this drunk, but I'm not drunk, but I've had a couple of drinks, and that's the thing, is I'm not holding back. And I had planned on doing, like, having a fucking real conversation with a real person. Will Francis, every time I get to talk to you, it's a real conversation about real things. Am I freaking you out, pointing at you like that?
No. I just thought maybe it might be more comfortable for you to sit down.
Well, that's very nice of you. See, that's the thing, man. You're not the fucking devil. You refer to yourself as a devil, but I think it's more like...
Well, I refer to myself and the devil in a song, and it's as a story. I'm not saying me, Will Francis, is the devil. That song is in reference to a story that I wrote about a guy named Roman, who's the brother of a guy named Jesus Christ. And they were charlatans, and they were hoodwinks, and they tricked everyone into thinking that he was the Son of God, and they really just wanted to make money.
Right, but
I'm not saying that I'm the devil. The devil.
Yeah, but in the eyes of socialist Christian society, you are the devil, bro.
Are Christians socialists?
No, I just think that they're one and the same. Like I said, man, we were talking last time, political, religious control. They brought in socialism to control everyone the same way that they control everyone through Christianity. And whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, or an atheist even. You know, that's the thing. You see all these atheists walking around. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in this and that. But they still follow that same guideline. You know why? Because it's not a religious control. It's a socialist society control.
I don't know. It's a weird, strange world we live in. Especially in America, we have all these crazy fundamentalists, you know, that want to push their agenda. When you have people in political office that are Christian, Buddhist, whatever the fuck they are, invariably their beliefs are going to show up in their politics. So you're going to have fundamentalist Christians trying to pass laws in North Dakota that make it legal to kill an abortion doctor under a justifiable homicide bill,
right.
Which to me is...
I don't agree with abortion.
You don't agree with abortion.
But, I mean, it's fine if you do. I'm not going to fight with you about it. But I just feel like, you know, that child deserves a chance. I feel like if a woman gets pregnant, she should take it all the way to adoption. Because she's going to feel that thing. I've got my own kids, so it's like she's going to feel this thing grow inside of her. And she's going to take it all the way to birth, and she's going to have to make that ultimate choice.
All right, let me paint you a picture like this. I have a child, and he's the most important thing in my life. And luckily, I had him at the right time when I was ready to have a child. And my wife and I were, you know, both, we had a place to live, and it would have been a lot different 5, 6, 10 years ago. I don't think he would have had the level, the life that he has now had we had him that long ago. But religion aside, all right, if you just look at statistics, if you only look at numbers, in the 70s, maybe the 60s or the 70s, I can't remember. There's a Romanian dictator. I can't remember how to pronounce his name. It's like Caucasus or some Romanian dictator.
Right, I know the Romanian, the names are fucking hard to pronounce.
And what he did was he was a fundamentalist Catholic, Roman Catholic, and he outlawed abortion, and he outlawed contraceptives. And what happened was a huge influx of women who weren't educated in birth control, having children that they couldn't take care of, and over the next couple of decades, a huge homeless, children who were homeless, this epidemic of kids who were living on the streets because they didn't have what they needed in life. So in 1976 in America, we legalized abortion. And I'm not saying this as part of theology or, you know, by any theocratic stance at all, simply by numbers. If you look at what happened when America legalized abortion, 1976, and then take it 20 years later into the 90s, when Clinton was president. During Clinton's presidency, all of our crime in our country, countrywide, went down. And they thought, well, I wonder why this is. I mean, maybe we're just tougher on criminals. Maybe we're sending them to prison. That only accounted for maybe 20% of it. Well, maybe it was this. Maybe it was that. It was because the people that were going to commit those crimes, because they grew up in a shitty environment, because they grew up in a foster home where they were abused, because they grew up without a home, simply were not there. So, I'm not saying that we should be killing babies, you know, that sluts should be going out, getting fucked, getting pregnant, and then getting abortions, just, you know, as, like, in a morning cup of coffee. But I'm saying that if we can regulate, the problem is keeping women in a perpetual state of cattle-like breeding. That's where we go downhill. That's when we have children who are running amok, who aren't loved, who are committing crimes. If we empower, it's the empowerment of women that's gonna fucking save us. It's giving women the right to choose. Because 99% of women who get an abortion will later have children in life when they're ready.
All right, that's a good answer. You know, that's interesting. I forget what I was going to say, but the interesting thing about that is... Fuck, God damn it. See, this is what happens when I drink. The interesting thing about that is that you kind of straddle, like, both sides of it in a way, because you're saying... If the child's going to be born into a world that's really not fit for him, maybe he shouldn't be born at all.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, that's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, think about all the kids who are in orphanages. Think about all the kids who are living on the street. All the kids who go to fucked up foster homes where they get abused by people who bring them in just to get money from the state and don't give a shit about that kid at all. What kind of fucking life is that?
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
I realize that some of those people are going to be able to grow up and shed that, and they're going to be able to be great people. But the fact is, a lot of them aren't. A lot of them are going to be fucked up.
Yeah, so it's kind of like you're creating a monster almost.
Exactly. And if you empower women, it's the most important thing in this world, and I don't understand why we're so afraid of women, especially the religious. Why does God hate women? Why?
Where do you get that God hates women?
Well,
explain this to some of the listeners who may be confused.
Look at any Middle Eastern country. Where they want to keep their women in body bags, full head-to-toe garb, where their skin can't even be seen. Women can't drive in Saudi Arabia. They certainly can't take birth control. I mean, why do we want to keep...
Look at the Mormons.
Look at the fucking Mormons. In a perpetual state of cattle-like breeding. That's disturbing.
That is disturbing.
I mean,
it's just like, then that's it. Like, as soon as you have enough kids, as soon as you have as many kids as you want, don't have sex anymore, or else you're gonna have more kids. Like, is that fucking ridiculous or what?
Look at any statistic of any third world country ever in the history of the world, and you'll notice that they went from barbarism to civilization when they empowered women and gave them the right to choose. When women stopped having 5, 6, 7, 10, 15 fucking...
It's that control. You're right. No, I'm with you now. It's like, that's that control. Just stepping in and being like, fucking follow the line, bitch. Because now it's time for you to just do what the fuck you're told. And don't lift your head up, because you could be something really fucking great in this world. You could be something really wild and or something really full of love. I mean, fucking love is like, love just comes in from every single angle of the universe, man.
Not love. That's enslavement.
No, I mean, when you're outside of enslavement, though.
That's what I'm saying. We've got to change this planet. The only way to do it is to empower women and to get rid of this ridiculous idea.
Yeah, but man, I have met so many women that are just like bitches, you know? They just want to control. They want to do. They want to give back that control that's been laid down on top of them. We need to live outside of this control system somehow. And it's like, it's just inbred into all of us. It's inbred into every single one of us.
I don't know what the answer is, man.
I don't know what the answer is either, but I just like I like talking about this shit with you, Will.
All I can do is live my own life.
And that's the other thing. You know, it's like, I think the biggest problem today with everybody in the world is our judgment, you know?
I agree. Yeah, I mean, we do.
And I still do.
People in general are kind of mean to each other. You know? Like, why do the 400 richest men in America need half the wealth of all the citizens of our country?
No shit.
Less than the amount of people in that room next door to us, right at this very minute. There's 400 men in this country who have more wealth than 150 million of us. There's something wrong.
It's fucked, yeah.
There's something wrong.
There's no heart in that at fucking all.
No. That's just greed.
Yeah, but that's the thing, man. I fucking can't stand living inside this bubble of materialism, this fucking fake bullshit. I mean, is that really all there is for us in life? Is status, wealth, you know? It's like,
that's what they want us to believe.
And it's bullshit.
Yeah. Well, in America, it's good for the CEOs for us to be kept unhealthy and in debt. That's just part of the deal. If we're kept in debt, working
slavery
our ass off, so we don't have a voice to say, fuck this, then we'll just keep making them money. You know, trying to earn money that we don't have, to buy shit that we don't need, to impress people we don't even like.
We don't even give a fuck, number one.
That we don't even like.
And we don't even like, and they won't fucking care. We traded our heart and soul for a knife so we can stab our neighbors. We can just cut their fucking throat and steal their little fucking chunk in the world so we can climb a pile, the fucking shit pile of life, the fucking all-seeing eye of Sauron watching us, making sure we don't fucking step out of line, because we need to follow this path of greed and just selfishness and fucking stupidity.
Yeah. It's fucked, and we have to change it or we will perish.
We will, and you're right. I feel like, and I'm not talking like this fucking Christians who want to say May 22nd is the end of the world or October 20th. You know, they changed the billboard so it says October now. They pasted a sticker over it. But the end of the world is coming, but not like that. No. Not like this fucking earth is going to go on forever and we're just going to kill ourselves in the process.
Einstein said that he doesn't know what weapons will be used in World War III, but in World War IV, we're going to use sticks and stones.
What does that mean?
That means we're going to fucking annihilate it.
Yeah, it's just going over.
Everything with these nuclear wars, and only a few of us are going to survive. And then in the Fourth World War, we're going to be using sticks and stones.
I'll tell you what, people always say I'm a fucking idiot and crazy when I say this, but like, who the hell knows that we haven't already fucking obliterated humankind already once in the past? Where the fuck did Stonehenge come from?
Right. Yeah, who knows, man? Who knows the answers? I don't know the answers. I can't prove prove the non-existence of God. But what can I say? I can say that there's never has been, nor there never will be, an argument to convince me that there is a God. Ever.
Exactly.
Thanks for doing the interview.
All right, you done with this?
Yeah.
I'm freaking out on you. I'm sorry. Dude, fucking Will Francis of Aiden just changed his fucking clothes in front of me.
Yuck.
I know. Hey, that's what it's all about. You stay true to the interview, you threw a coat around you, you change your pants. I appreciate not seeing your junk.
I'm a punk rocker. I don't
fuck. It's great talking to you again.
Talk to you.
I'll see you.
See you around.
Yeah.
Wendy, darling, light of my life, I said I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains. I'm gonna bash them right the fuck in.
With the song Walk Among the Dead from their album Disguises. Hope you enjoyed the interview I did with Will Francis of Aiden, and expect to hear many more to come after that one. He's just one of my favorite guests on the show. So I actually, on the way out of the place, I ended up running into the singer of Get Scared, and I end up kind of picking on him a little bit. Now, you'll hear me say, how did Fred Mascherino end up in your band? It's not actually Fred Mascherino. I'm just joking around, but it's like you got these dudes on stage that are like real pretty with long hair, and then they have this bass player on stage who looks like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. It's ridiculous. It's funny. It's really funny. I mean, you got to see them and laugh, but that's what I'm picking on them about. Just so you know, I don't want to like completely confuse you, but here's a song from Get Scared called Sarcasm, which features Craig Mabbitt. I have no idea what band is. That name sounds familiar, but I have no clue what he's from. This is from Get Scared's EP, the Get Scared EP from 2010. Check it out right here now, Blackout Radio on punkradiocast.com.
And it is from this world of darkness which come the evil, destructive forces of man.
You've got me shaken from the way you're talking. My heart is breaking, but there's no use crying. What a cyanide surprise you have there for my eyes. I had come in since I cut myself for girl of it down.
Drugs, then I could be the dealer.
Everything you said is like music to my ears.
Sunday playing bass for you. You guys pick him up in Pennsylvania or what?
No, he's been a friend of ours for a long time.
Where are you guys from? California?
Utah?
Salt Lake City?
Yeah.
Are you guys Christian?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's a good thing that you're not. You're on tour with Aiden right now. I mean, that would be kind of fucked up, right?
No, he probably just want to talk about it.
All right. So who slaps you across the face before you play?
Myself.
Really? I like that. It looks good on you, man. It's like Black Veil Brides with Fred Mascherino as Sephiroth from Final Fantasy, and like the Lunch Lady on drums. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And the Gremlins from Lord of the Rings.
Right. Who's that? Nah, man.
Check out this. That's a fucking cool ass contact lens you got in there. That costs a lot of money?
Kinda. I don't know. They're too expensive.
Yeah?
Yeah, I only wear one, so it's no big deal.
Oh, yeah, so it's half price, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Kinda, yeah.
Well, it's fun checking you out, man.
Yeah, dude. It's definitely good talking to you.
Thanks for being a good sport with my fucking ridiculous questions right now.
It's all good. It's all good, man.
Well, I appreciate it. I'll give you a fucking song play on Punk Radio Cast. I don't know if you've ever heard of that station at all. Some people have. You're more of like a metal guy, you know.
I'm a little of everything.
You do seem a little bit more of everything. You got kind of a cool stage presence, like Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance, and that's a good thing to fucking aspire towards, if you ask me.
I don't know. I just rock it, man. I do what I can.
So who are some of your favorite bands, then?
Who are some of my favorite?
Yeah, who's some of your biggest influence? I'm up here watching Get Scared. I'm getting scared in the audience, and I want to know, who the fuck gets the singer of Get Scared fucking psyched to play a show?
Slipknot, man. A lot of Slipknot.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Really?
Yeah. We like different types of music. Like,
are you just saying that?
Like, yeah, even Kesha, man.
I don't think you listen to any music. What's your deal?
We listen to everything. We listen to everything, man.
You gotta get on that U-Torrent shit and get some new music or something, man. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'll tell you what. It's good. It's nice to meet you, all right? See you around.
Hey, this is Nicholas Matthews from Get Scared. You're listening to Black Heart Radio.
I'm so nervous, it shakes the fingertips that are coursing through your hair. With these lovely lips that are made to kiss, you know you put me in a spin. You've got the body of a goddess. Me breathless. Go, I've got you under a spell, and I don't think I'll be letting you out. I've got you. If this is heaven, then baby, I don't wanna know hell. She says we're singing, gets her thinking filthy. The thought she's thinking, I know I'm not worthy. I know what I need to sweep her up her feet. She knows the work will damn near kill me. Yeah.
song from Get Scared called Voodoo from the Get Scared EP. Before that, I heard a little interview I did with Nicholas Matthews, a vocalist of Get Scared at the Get Scared Aiden Vampires Everywhere show. Be sure to go out and catch that tour of Aiden with Escape the Fate whenever you can. And I'm going to end the show for tonight. I've been Stephen Blackart on punkradiocast.com. Be sure to check out my radio show online at blackartradio.com. That's BLAQART, not QU, BLAQART radio.com. And I'm going to end with another Aiden song because I dedicate this entire episode to Will Francis of Aiden, the excellent band Aiden, and their brand new album Disguises on Victory Records. Go out and pick it up right now. Grab it from iTunes. Grab it from your local store. Just do whatever it takes to grab the new Aiden Disguises. This is one of my favorite songs from the album, A Portrait of the Artist. I have a feeling this is about, I can't even think right now. Anyway, I got to get out of here because I didn't ask him this question. I was going to ask him, and I didn't ask him the question. I think it's about Dorian Gray, but I'm not positive. So since I don't know, I probably shouldn't say. This is Aiden with a song called A Portrait of the Artist from the album Disguises. I'm Victory Records. Thanks for listening to Blackheart Radio and punkradiocast.com. Have a good night.
This is Will from Aiden, and you're listening to Black Art Radio.
I watched as the black sky parted back through fields of tar and thread, a tourniquet of lace and dialect, a ceremony. I fall as the comfort rushes in, no terrifying dreams. I'll shed my skin for you.
Radiocast.com.